Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Thursday, May 19th, and we're giving you real-time news. Fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. The 2020 census was a mess. That's according to the Census Bureau itself in a new report, which shows statistically significant over and undercounts in 14 states. The undercounts were mostly in red states and the overcounts in blue states, even though part of the problem was caused by Trump administration interference. These findings won't affect the distribution of congressional seats, which is already underway.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says her office is investigating platforms like Discord, Twitch, and 4chan over their, quote, bone-chilling and unfathomable roles in the Buffalo mass shooting. The alleged shooter, due back in court today, is reported to have shared plans of the massacre on private chat servers and anonymous message boards. Websites currently have broad legal protections from content that users post online.
Russia is reportedly close to striking an oil deal with China that would send even more cheap crude oil to the country, according to Bloomberg. The U.S. has already blocked Russian oil imports, and the EU is planning to do the same. But crude exports to India and China have been a lifeline for the increasingly isolated Russia, with no end in sight for its war against Ukraine.
President Biden is taking action on the baby formula shortage. He's invoking the Defense Production Act to speed up the supply chain, and he's given the green light for agencies to use commercial planes from airlines that have contracts with the Defense Department to fly in formula from overseas. The FDA says it will review all applications from foreign companies to ensure any imported formula is safe.
Taylor Swift is an 11-time Grammy-winning artist and now a doctor. Well, kinda. She received an honorary doctorate of fine arts from NYU this week. She also gave a 20-minute commencement speech where she tapped into some self-deprecating humor.
No matter how hard you try to avoid being cringe, you will look back on your life and cringe retrospectively.
She cited a phase of hers from 2012 when she dressed like a 1950s housewife, and yeah, I'd say that's pretty cringe. We love hearing from you, so send us your feedback and suggestions at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, we play Two Headlines and a Lie with our friends at Morning Brew.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. So George W. Bush made a gaffe, a Freudian slip. The former president was giving a speech in Dallas and he started going on about Putin and his war in Ukraine. And well, I think this one just speaks for itself.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
Major retailers are taking a hit this week. For starters, Target's shares plummeted 25% Wednesday. That's the worst single-day performance for the company since the crash of 1987. Target blames the two usual culprits, inflation and the supply chain. Amazon also faces slowing growth. The online retailer plans to reduce its hiring goal for this year by 7%.
Fiona Hill, the Russia expert who was featured prominently in Donald Trump's first impeachment hearing, says Vladimir Putin had a very low opinion of her former boss's grasp of world affairs.
He got frustrated many times with President Trump because he had to kind of keep explaining things, and Putin doesn't like to do that, even though he loves to be able to spin his own version of events.
Hill spoke this week at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
The circus is back. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey famously ended its nearly century and a half run 5 years ago. The public just wasn't buying tickets, and there was lots of bad press around animal welfare. This time around, no animal acts at all. They're calling it an evolution, and the 50-city tour kicking off in September will feature acts heavy on clowns and acrobatics.
A 2-year-old in Texas stole his mom's phone, went on DoorDash, and ordered 31 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. But enough about me. Okay, but seriously, this kid is a hero. Not the one we need, but the one we deserve. His mom, Kelsey Burkhalter Golden, said her toddler Barrett only ended up eating half of one burger on the $91 order. It's time for our weekly game where I lose and Rebecca wins. Two headlines and a lie. Our friends over at Morning Brew, the daily newsletter, play this game every Thursday.
Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here to trick us again this week. Maddie, remind our listeners how the game works.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them are going to seem like they're real, but one of them is completely fake. And we're going to try something a little bit different today. This week we have a theme and we're heading to the startup world where apparently they've run out of normal words. I will give you two headlines about weirdly named startups that are real and one that is faker than the plant-based meat so many of them make.
Okay, Dave, though, I need to fact check you there. Last week I did lose. However, you did not win. So, right. You know, yeah.
Yeah, we're either I lose or Rebecca wins or draws.
Okay, let's do this, Maddie.
All right. Headline A, beauty startup Shiitake raises $110 million to make mushroom makeup. And headline B, Flink acquires Kajoo as speedy grocery consolidation gathers pace. And headline C, Yo, egg cracks into U.S. restaurants with plant-based sunny-side-up poached eggs.
Dear God, this is a minefield. So one of them is Shiitake.
Shiitake.
One of them is Flink and Kajoo.
Yes.
And then in headline C, we have Yo, egg. So which of these do you think is BS?
These all seem completely fake and completely real names to me. So I'm going to go with name or headline C, Yo Egg. I feel like that's because mushroom-based makeup makes sense to me.
Would you wear mushroom-based makeup, Rebecca?
I'll try everything at least once, Dave. Wow. That's just the kind of person
I am. That's the right attitude to have around mushrooms. To me, the fake headline feels like A, which is Shiitake. And you know why? It's not that I doubt that mushroom makeup is a thing, but I feel like it would raise way more money than $100 million or $110 million. Like, the VC world is so weird, I could see them, like, investing way more money than that. So, yeah, I'm going to say Shiitake is the fake headline. Lock it in.
Huh. Locked in.
Okay. So, the fake headline was headline A, Shiitake.
Yes!
I've lost my groove.
Wow. Oh my gosh. How the turntables.
Tell us about these companies, Maddie, with ridiculous names.
So here's some background. Flink and Kajoo, they do sound made up, but they're actually big companies in Europe. Flink is a grocery delivery service in Germany that became really popular during the pandemic, and Kajoo is their French rival. So now they are just one. Yo Egg is also real. It is Yo with an exclamation point, egg. It's the first company to produce the entire egg without using any animal byproducts. So that means they were able to make the egg white and have a runny yolk, which is huge.
It's the best part of the egg.
That's wild.
I've never had it, but now I'm excited.
Well, this was disappointing.
I'm shocked. I'm a bit shell-shocked by this. I cannot believe that I actually won this, finally, after 9 weeks.
Well, thank you, Maddie, and be sure to subscribe to Morning Brew and tune in next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie. I'm nervous.
I won!
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play the Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.